Phoenix 98 FM.
Now, I want to talk about FreeCycle. FreeCycle acts like a free eBay, allowing you to give away something, look at what others have to give away, or place an ad for something that you need. Now, Brentwood has its very own FreeCycle network, and I'm delighted to welcome Diane Evans, manager of Brentwood FreeCycle Group. Welcome, Diane.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. You managed to dodge the showers getting in here, yeah?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so how did you become involved in FreeCycle?
Well, I was a member about 4 years ago, so I was recycling my own items on there. Got chatting to the guy that owned that was managing the group at the time, and he was looking for a moderator because all the messages we receive have to be moderated.
Sure.
And I offered to moderate for about a year. And then he came to me and asked me if I'd take it over because he was moving away, which I did about 4 years ago, and I've done it ever since. Basically,
okay.
Yeah.
I expect it takes up quite a bit of your time, doesn't it?
A little bit, yeah. Moderating messages, yeah. A lot of members are not moderated. It depends whether they want to be, but I still have a lot on moderation.
Okay.
We have 6,000 members, so there's quite a lot of work there. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. So what are the aims of FreeCycle and how does it all work?
The basic aims are we want to stop things going to landfill, so we'd want to try and recycle as many products in our home as we can. So if you're getting rid of a fridge, instead of taking it down the tip, you can offer it on FreeCycle and somebody will come and pick it up from your house.
Great.
Simple as that. Anything. Any household items, sofas, any small items, you just basically offer it out to the group. A message goes out to everybody in that group, and the first person to say they want that item, you arrange by email to come and pick it up.
Great. So it's all internet-based, basically.
All internet-based, yep. Yeah. We have two ways of doing it. We have a Yahoo group, which we've set up. So you have to log into Yahoo, open an email account, and search for Brentwood FreeCycle under the groups there, or you can join our Facebook page, which we've recently set up in the last couple of months.
Okay.
We've got 700 members on there at the moment, so it's growing every day.
That's amazing.
And that's another way of doing it, so yeah. There's two ways, yes.
Well, that sounds great. Now, you've said you've got 6,000 members just in this area
we
alone.
Have.
But FreeCycle's a sort of global network, isn't it?
It's
enormous.
It's all over the globe. There's 5,000 groups in the world, basically, consisting of about 6 million members.
Wow.
So, and in England, we have 600 different groups, different areas, and anybody can set up a site. You just go to freecycle.org and set your own site up in your own area if there isn't one already.
Right, and is it free?
Completely free. I'm a volunteer. We're all volunteers. No exchange of money whatsoever. And I've had plenty of items myself from the group, things for my garden, for my children to play with,
sure.
And things for the house. So it's absolutely brilliant.
Sounds great. Okay, so there must be some rules. What are the rules for the members?
Yeah, simple rules. Nothing. You can't put anything on there that's illegal. No drink, no drugs, no knives, guns, things like that.
Right.
You've got to just keep everything safe. And etiquette wise, you know, if you're going to go and if you say you're going to turn up to pick something up, you should really turn up or tell the person you can't make it. So it's just keeping everything, nice and friendly on there.
Right. And I believe you've got a 3-day rule for that, for picking things up.
Yeah, we try and allow people that 3 days to come and pick it up because you don't want to be waiting 3 weeks for someone to turn up at your door. So, and if they haven't turned up, then you can put it back on and offer it to somebody else.
Right. Sure. Okay. You mentioned safety just now. That must be an issue. If someone's allowing a stranger to pick up items from your home, do you offer sort of advice on staying safe?
Yeah, our advice is you could either drop it off if you feel safer doing it that way. You could meet in a public place, or you can just email each other and use your own initiative to see if you want to meet that person to come to your house. It's really up to you, but we've never had any problems ever in the past with anybody, so it's all pretty safe.
Yeah.
You can leave it on your doorstep if you don't want them to come into your
house.
That's
a good idea, yeah.
But I think you get to know whether that person is going to be safe by the emails you're sending to them anyway.
Sure.
So,
okay. Well, looking at your Facebook page, I see that virtually anything gets offered on the site. Recent things advertised included a pram, furniture, toys, school uniform, crockery, face paint, books, and even a bag of sawdust.
Yeah.
What's the most unusual item you've seen come up on FreeCycle?
We got a few various unusual items. One of the first posts we had on there was a couple of hairdressing dolls.
Oh, yeah.
Very odd. artificial grass. We've had cars running and non-running, caravans. So it's really anything on there. We do get a lot of requests on there for animals, but there's no general rules on animals. We can, the owners can decide what they want to do. As a preference, I prefer not to allow too many animals on there because it's, you know, there's places to give away animals, and I prefer people to stick to
that's
the correct
understandable
places.
Yeah,
but apart
yeah.
from that, anything
okay
goes.
So as well as advertising things you want to give away, you can post want ads if you're looking for something specific. Any special restrictions on what you can ask for? Can I sort of ask for a brand new Rolls Royce or something?
I mean, I moderate, so, and I've had people ask for iPhones and things, silly things on there that they're just not going to get, so you have to keep it reasonable. And we try and allow people 2 wanted messages a month because you don't want people taking the mickey and asking for 3 or 4 things every day and then maybe selling them and things like that. So we try and keep an eye on wanted messages, but people can ask for whatever they
and
want on there.
I suppose the idea really is people can do a bit of both.
Absolutely. I mean, we had a lady on there on the Facebook page the other day asking for a friend who had become homeless and needed all this equipment, and it was amazing. And people that rallied around together to get her everything he needed.
Fantastic.
And it was just, it's great. It's great.
Well, in these difficult times, I think free cycle's a great idea.
Absolutely.
You know, but it's not just for people who are, you know, struggling at the moment. It's genuinely for the environment as well.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
So,
absolutely. Excellent. So anything that can help save people money in these difficult times whilst helping the environment has got to be supported. So how can people get involved and get in touch with you?
Right, so if you want to join, you can go onto Facebook and put in Brentwood Free Cycle, so that's quite simple. Or you can go onto Yahoo and search for the Yahoo groups, and again search for Brentwood Free Cycle on there, and it will take you through the steps on how to join, so it's quite simple.
Right. And you do all this in your spare time,
don't you, Diane?
Yeah, well, that's great. And it sounds like it's very busy. But I also know you've got another passion.
I do have another passion.
Dancing.
Yeah, I have to get out of the house occasionally.
Right.
And I do a bit of salsa dancing.
Brilliant. So will you be glued to the TV tonight?
Tonight I'm actually going to a dancing club myself.
Okay.
In Kent. So I'll be going down there. But I will be recording it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Great.
We do salsa. And they do a lot of different types of dances on Strictly Come Dancing. But we specialise in salsa.
Okay. And you belong to a club, don't
you? Yeah, we have a club in Worley called Salsa Shine, so if anyone fancies coming along, then we'd welcome you.
Okay, lovely. Any contact details for that one?
Salsashine.org.uk.
Okay, excellent. Well, I don't know how you find time for all that and free cycle, but Diane Evans, thanks for coming in today to speak to us on Phoenix. I wish you continuing success with Free Cycle. I think it's a great organisation, and also with your dancing.
Thank
so
you.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks
Thank
very
you.
Much. Cheers.
Phoenix FM. FM. FM.